The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm Deb Sofield filling in for Joey Hudson. I'll give a report after we have our lieutenant governor on the line. I've got Pamela Evett with me. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Deb. How are you this morning?
Well, it's... You know not to ask me that. You know it's early.
Come
on, I've only had two cups of coffee. Well, two double espressos, but poor Tommy, he's like, how many has it taken today? I'm like, it's only been two.
Deb, if I had two double espressos, I'd be painting my house or the Capitol. I'm on my way down there. The Capitol might have a whole new color.
Oh, that's so funny. It hardly phases me. I love coffee. Actually, I like Turkish coffee. I know that's weird, but, you know, I work in the Middle East so much. I've learned to love it. So, yeah, stronger the better. Yep. All right. So, a lot going on in the state. Now, you're going to Columbia tonight for an event, and we've got a big event in Spartanburg tonight. Tell me where you're going to be this evening.
Well, I'm going to be at Washington tonight also, but in Columbia. Unfortunately, I hate that these two events got booked on the same night, because I was invited to both and would have loved to been with you guys tonight too, and Senator Scott and Congressman Timmons. But I will be in the Columbia, Washington night, put on by the state chamber. And I will be with Joe Wilson and Lindsey Graham will be there. And Ralph Norman will be there tonight. So, you know, we'll have a pretty stellar lineup ourselves down in Columbia. But it'll be interesting to hear their take on what's going on. Boots on the ground, uninterrupted in Washington, which is kind of scary. Liz, I mean, which is kind of scary, Deb, of what's going on there. I can only imagine what we're going to hear.
So do they run their Washington night like we run ours? So this evening at 7 o'clock, folks, you can tune in to 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Also, our friends at WYFF4.com or on their Facebook page, you will see me and Tag Houck. We will be interviewing Tim Scott and William Timmons. And Pamela... Lieutenant Governor Evett, sorry. We set ours up with just two chairs in the front. We let them do an opening statement and a welcome, and then we pepper them with questions. Is that what they do in Columbia?
So this is the first time I've ever been to the Columbia one, Deb. I'm usually at your Washington night, and it's always really informative. I know there's going to be a panel. They're going to be on the panel. They're going to be asking them questions, but theirs starts a little bit earlier. Theirs starts at 5 o'clock. The panel discussion starts at 5, and the governor will give a few closing remarks, I think around 6 or 6:15. So it'll be interesting. I think there will be questions. I think the questions are going through the chamber, and the chamber will be asked kind of like you've been getting questions from people all week.
I haven't been getting questions from people all week, so.
Nobody's been giving you that?
Well, you know what? They all want to question Lindsey Graham. I'm telling you now. All my Greenville folks may be heading on down to Columbia for this one. But no, I haven't gotten a lot. I think, you know, a lot of people just, listen, you have to like those we have in office. You certainly pray for them. You hope they do a good job. But I also think that this Afghanistan issue, Lieutenant Governor, has really, I think it's just really made everybody kind of stop and think because of the open border that we have and knowing that we are hated by the country of Afghanistan. I mean, this is the Taliban. This is an open process to go after Americans. You know, not only did their leader leave, but also he took a boatload of money. But we froze the assets here in America. So what are they going to do? Is it going to be a trade-off? So what's going to happen? I think that's really where our conversation's been pretty much all this week.
You know, it is so disheartening to see the lack of leadership from the Biden administration. You know, to be a good leader, you always start out with a good plan. Obviously, there was zero plan when they executed and started talks about leaving Afghanistan. But Deb, as you saw, I posted earlier this week, I'm really scared for the women that are there.
Yeah.
You know, there was a video of these four lone women kind of protesting, and my heart just stopped because I thought, these are probably the bravest people I've seen, because God only knows what's going to happen to them, right? Now, they live in a country that they're basically being wiped away, that 20 years of progress, which was slow. I mean, it's not like they're where we are today. It's slow. But every bit of that painful progress has been wiped away in 72 hours.
Yeah.
And it's just sad.
And then I have a general. I've got this General Miley who's like, well, you know, we just didn't know when it was going to happen. And you just want to say to yourself, are you insane? Take off your medals and go get a job. Because I got to say, all this, what they're doing is they're all passing blame. Because it's obvious that we just didn't know what was going on. And so let me ask you, Lieutenant Governor, is this woke generation that just wants everyone to get a participation trophy? Or have we really lost our edge in the world? I know that the governor put a note out to Biden and said, hey, listen, quit telling me what to do with masks. Why don't you go fix Afghanistan? Which, of course, we haven't heard anything from, but yeah.
Well, I'm very glad that, you know, the governor does stand very vocal. You know, he wrote a letter to the Biden administration wanting to know how many South Carolinians are in Afghanistan. He wants a count to know, you know, what's happening. The governor has been very vocal standing up against the Biden administration on all kinds of these issues. You know, he got hit by the president's press secretary, a few months back when he talked about, you know, the only thing that changes more than South Carolina weather is the direction from, you know, Dr. Fauci. And so, you know, we really have to take a look at what bad leadership is, and we have to all stand together. I think hopefully this is a wake up call to the entire country about what needs to happen in 22, Deb.
Yeah,
we need to make sure up and down the ballot we do something to try to stop some of what's going on. And like you, I'm looking for where is the outcry here in this country for what's happening to the people of Afghanistan? What's happening to the women?
Well, let me ask you, Lieutenant Governor, where is the Republican Party? Where is the Republican Party? Not you, not the governor, not South Carolina. We have all these elected officials in Washington, D.C., who appear to spend a whole lot more time sitting around drinking coffee than getting, you know, than forcing the hand. So I think, you know, you're going to have it tonight. Your audience is in Columbia is really probably going to go after those in Washington. I know in Spartanburg tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, this audience is probably going to do the same thing. Do you think Washington is listening to us? Do you think, I mean, you're with the Lieutenant Governor Association. Are you hearing anything from them across the country?
Yeah, I think you're seeing Republicans. I think, unfortunately, Deb, even when we stand up and talk, our voices are pretty much silenced by the media.
Yeah.
You're not seeing what we're saying. I think you're seeing a lot of Republicans, and when they get out their thoughts, they are. And, you know, I talked to Jeff Duncan. And Jeff says all the time, you know, it's no fun being a Republican in Washington because nobody cares what you're saying. So it's not, I don't believe that they're not talking. I think it's, they don't care. When you're in the minority in D.C., nobody cares what you have to say. We've seen for years that the news media isn't talking about what we're saying. They're not putting on our thoughts. They're not talking about Republican issues. So I think it's almost, not to say that everybody's doing everything or being as loud as they should, but I think Republicans are standing up and they are talking. It's just nobody's really listening, and God knows the media is not going to put it on the air.
Very good point. All right. Well, Lieutenant Governor, I appreciate you always standing up and speaking up for South Carolina and for the women and for the elderly. I know that in the children, you've got a great heart, and you're a great Lieutenant Governor. Please know we appreciate your service.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.